series partners and viewers.
Once you get born again, you get the mind of Christ. You have the same mind that created the world. So it's called revelation knowledge. It's called knowledge that didn't come by the senses, but the knowledge that came from God, who's a spirit, right into your spirit. Is there any feeling involved in it? None. None. And God doesn't want any feeling involved because the feelings has flaws. So this is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He just heard us. You mean I didn't know He heard me because I... feel that? Wow! You mean that didn't tell me that I heard? Are there any feelings that I can go to? Nothing? Nothing. Without revelation, you can be deceived. Revelation is what we have, because without revelation, there is no restoration. And God wants to restore the years, but we got to have revelation to get there. Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on Your Day of Justice, Volume 2. Now, in this teaching, we're still talking about this idea of revelation knowledge and how to hear God's voice and do the things that God says. Now, we're talking about vengeance and recompense in the last days. We're talking about the vengeance of God, which has to do with justice. You'll see a lot about justice coming in these days ahead. Why? Because every place that the kingdom of God has not been established, God plans on establishing that kingdom. And justice is vital to the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Justice. You'll see it over and over again. Now, as we go into places that God sends us, one of the things we're going to have to do is just obey God. We call it walking in the Spirit. We have to walk by faith and not by sight. For example, when God led me to buy this shopping mall to have a church to buy it, hey, I just heard God and did it. I had not ever purchased a shopping mall in my life, didn't know anything about running a shopping mall or anything like that. But when God said, do it, I did it. When He said, start the Joseph School of Business, I just did it. And look how God has blessed. I'm saying He wants to do the same thing in your life. You get your Bibles and pencils and paper ready. Let's go into it. It's called Your Day of Justice. So what did God do with me? He used me. Because He's showing me some things, and I was down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, going to school, and God showed me that ministry and marketplace go together, that they were never meant to be separate. And I said, wow. Now, this is before I got all my revelation about the kingdom of God. I said, wow, okay, now I'm going over here on Sunday. I'm going to church doing Sunday stuff, you know, hallelujah, so forth. And then out here, I'm going out here and the marketplace working and so forth. He said, no, son. He said, you got to put those together. He said, they were never meant to be separate, meaning that you don't go to church on just Sunday when you got the kingdom in you. Wherever you are is church. That you are the church. Are you following what I'm saying? And so now I'm seeing these two come together. So the next thing He gives me is a business school. So, okay, call it Joseph Business School. Gave me that because He said there's a great dearth coming. And He gave me that. And so I'm putting this thing down, a business school. So, wow. Now, what is this business school going to do? It's going to teach people how to do business based on the covenant. So whatever comes in the world, in the systems of the world, it won't take their businesses down, but their businesses will keep increasing more and more because they're going to be based on God's word and not on this world system. Are you following what I'm saying? So I got that. Start putting that up. Now we get spreading these all over the countries and nations and globally. And so next thing here is the mall and the and the businesses. If you see, we have church services at one part of the mall and then have businesses at another. Now, this is still this revelation coming out of me, because on paper, legally, right down the hallway, we have bifurcated this property, meaning that on this south side of this property is tax exempt. On the north side of the property is taxable. And so notice those two have come together and are working together. Now, this is me based on revelation, because people come here and see, man, how did you think of this? How did you think of this Joseph School and so forth? I didn't get it from man. I got it from God. And then we also the bank. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, the bank. So I came up with bank, and some of the brethren in the ministry, Bill Winston, what you doing now? Man, like the bank, man, that's just so forth. Now, they're slowly catching on. It's slowly catching on. See, somebody sometimes has to be the pioneer. Somebody has to be willing to take the flak until other folk catch up. Say amen to that. And so now in that, the bank, so it would be a bank, and not only a bank, but eventually a banking system. Now in that, it would be that the saints would pay their tithes and offerings, we'd pray over them, and we wouldn't send them down somewhere where somebody could use them and build a liquor store right down the street from you, or help build up one of the gambling casinos or riverboats or loan money for that. No, it would be doing things that are in line with rebuilding the kingdom of God in this earth. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, that makes sense now, but when I was doing it, I didn't have all that knowledge. I didn't know all of that. I just did it by revelation. I didn't ask my flesh whether it was good or not. I didn't know what was going on. All I did is I heard God and I start building. Say amen to that. Y'all with me in here? All right. Now, let's go to the next part of this. I'm talking about that's revelation. So the only way you're going to advance the kingdom is through revelation. Do you hear what I'm saying? Other than that, the gates of hell can stand against you. So you need revelation, because revelation supplies you with the power and the anointing so that you can break through any obstacles that are coming up. So I need that. Now, vengeance and recompense. A revelation. And when you first mention it, folk get quiet. Now, what is that? All right, let me help you again. Amen. Bless your heart. Vengeance here has nothing to do with hate. God is love. Yes. Say it. Now, if that be the case, it's got nothing to do with hate or emotional retaliation, or you getting back at somebody for something. That's wrong concept of vengeance, because God told you to love your enemies. Got it? But it has to do with the love of justice. You with me? And it flows out of God, because he is a God of justice. All right. Recompense means literally restitution, or having to pay damages for something that has been done of equivalent value, so that it is a repayment for something that's done against someone or act that's been committed. Recompense. Vengeance and recompense. Now, I left off with this group with Hebrews chapter 10. So we're going to start right there and then go back to Isaiah 61. Are you with me? Now you're going to get something out of this, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. Now, this lesson is probably one of the most important that you will hear outside of being born again and being filled with the Spirit and walking by faith. This lesson. Because it is something that is needed for us to be able to finish the work that God has placed us here to do. Got it? Jesus said, "The works that I do shall you do also." Watch this. "And greater works shall you do, because I'm going to the Father." Now, I don't know how you describe greater works, greater miracles or whatever. I can't believe he's talking about that. Jesus never built an orphanage. Come on, man. Jesus never had a business. Jesus never built one school. He had them traveling with him. He was teaching them, but he didn't build any schools. I'm just only saying that part of the greater works is you rebuilding ruined places and turning them into the Garden of Eden. Now watch this. Are y'all with me? Over in Hebrews, it's going to be good today. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30. "For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth to me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." Let's go back now to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to preach, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build," underline that, "the old waste, and they shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities and desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed their flock, your flocks, and your sons and of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves." Just hang on. I'll tell you what all of it means. Verse 7. "For your shame you shall have double." I'm dropping down to verse 8. "And I, the Lord, love judgment." Put in your Bible, justice. That's a direct translation. I love justice. "I hate robbery. For burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed." Are you with me? I want to stop right there. All right, now that is a place that Jesus read from when he stood up in the synagogue when he was 30 years old to begin his earthly ministry. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, please. Verse 17. "And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." He found Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. All right. Put something right there. Turn back to Isaiah 61. And let's just prove to ourselves where he stopped. Look at verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, and comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so forth and so on. So notice, he stopped at proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. He didn't read anymore. Because the other part was not a part of his ministry. Now the Holy Ghost is coming in. Now I want you to see this, because this is that rain that we're talking about. You've got the former rain for the gathering, the latter rain for the beautifying. And where the latter rain begins is where Jesus stopped. And in this, God now, glory to God, stay with me, is now taking the church into her prophetic destiny. And anything that is trying to hold you will be dealt with. The number one job, one of the first jobs of the Holy Spirit in these last days, is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people. God says something about this. He says, you are either with me or you are against me. So here, God's people have a destiny, and this is a set time of the favor of God in their lives. You with me? Now, what I showed you before, now I'm coming back to this, is Jesus, that the Bible is thematic, meaning it deals with the principles and reveals to us the flow of the mind of God right through it. So now, if I want to look at that, let me go back again, because what God told Abram, he said, now your descendants or your seed are going to go into captivity 400 years. But then they're coming out, and they're not coming out empty. Turn back to Exodus, please, in chapter 3. Now, the enemy has tried to keep this covered up, but it's being revealed. Look what it says in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 19. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I'll stretch out my hand, and I'll smite Egypt with my wonders, which I will do unto the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor. Say favor. This is it now. In the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. Say, I will not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and that and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, and you shall what? The Egyptians. All Egyptians. So all you who are working as domestic workers, housemaids, I want you to go there tomorrow, and I want you to borrow. I want you to tell them you want all the gold they got, all the silver that they got, and all them St. John's suits that they got. Okay? Now, I want to put this down. Your redemption is not complete without divine provision. I ask you to write that down. Your redemption or redemption is not complete without divine provision. You with me? So, what happened? God had to get Moses on the right foot here now. And I want you to see this because this I'm about to tell you now is extremely significant. Understanding vengeance and recompense creates a significant change in your attitude and your behavior. I'll say it again. Understanding vengeance creates a significant change in your attitude and your behavior. Watch this. Verse 22 and of chapter 4. Verse 22 of chapter 4. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. Understand, God is love. But God loves justice. It is a set time for these people to come out, and they have been held as slaves, which is a part of an unjust system. And now God is saying, you're coming out. It is time for your release, and you're coming out. Now, Moses, tell Pharaoh this. Now, once he did that with Moses, turn over to Exodus chapter 7, please. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made you a who? God to Pharaoh. Now, verse 2, speak all that I tell you to speak. And something happens to you when you know that the Holy Ghost, that anyone, glory to God, where did I put my paper? The Holy Ghost is going to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God. Understand now, this creation of an image inside of you, that nothing will escape the Holy Ghost, that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against them. Watch this, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you, he will cut it down. When you find out you are the apple of God's eye, and he says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, I'm here to tell you that anyone, you cannot be molested, you cannot be assaulted, you cannot be harassed, you cannot be tormented. God will judge anyone that touches his anointing. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, again, that's Your Day of Justice, Volume 2. Now, there's a couple of things I'd like you to remember out of this teaching. One is that the enemy comes after revelation knowledge. He knows that this revelation knowledge is a thing that'll cause you to break through any barriers that he perhaps has placed in your life or any limitations that he's trying to limit you with. That revelation knowledge will cause a breakthrough in your life. So when the word is sown, he comes immediately to try to steal that word. Why? He doesn't want it to build into revelation knowledge. Then the next thing is understanding vengeance and recompense significantly changes your attitude and your behavior. When you really understand that vengeance has nothing to do with hatred, has nothing to do with emotional retaliation, I'm going to get you at 3 o'clock kind of thing, but it has to do with a love of justice. And it's something that's necessary that God uses to punish offenders. And it's just God's way of doing things. So as you have God in your life, that you believe on the Lord Jesus and you become born again, then he begins to execute vengeance on your behalf as you believe for this principle. So it's a powerful teaching, and it's called Your Day of Justice, Volume 2. Now, we're going to give you some information as to how you can receive this teaching, and I'll be back for a final word.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people, to rule and reign on earth as problem solvers. We are in the prophetic season of restoration that will require revelation knowledge that comes from the Spirit of God as we advance His kingdom forward.
He's sending you and I out that every sphere now that the Babylonian system, which tries to make people exist without God, He's having us now to put God back into it.
Your Day of Justice, Volume 2, is enriched with revelation that empowers your understanding for significant change in your attitude and behavior.
I'm reshaping the word vengeance in people's mind, because if I'm going to live in the kingdom works by faith, and faith works by love. So if I get out of love, it doesn't work.
Order Your Day of Justice, Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will reveal why we must be born again to have revelation, why having intellectual information is not enough, why the church has been hindered by the boundaries of the world, why it takes revelation to move forward against the gates of hell to rule and reign on this earth, and much, much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org. Having revelation will allow us to fulfill the mandates of God in establishing His will on earth as it is in heaven. Order your copy of Your Day of Justice, Volume 2, today.
Well, praise the Lord. That's Your Day of Justice, Volume 2. Now, this is a powerful teaching, and it's good to hear it over and over again. Why? Because everything that God has given us has to be received and executed by faith, that we have to use faith for it. If God says, by His stripes you are healed, you got to have faith to receive that. And faith comes one way: by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. For God to execute His judgment on your behalf, you need to have faith to receive it. And faith comes one way: by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we have people standing by. You can order it right away, send it right out to you. Why? Because this is your day of justice. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000.
In your attitude and your behavior. Watch this. Verse 22 and of chapter 4. Verse 22 of chapter 4. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. Understand, God is love. But God loves justice. It is a set time for these people to come out, and they have been held as slaves, which is a part of an unjust system. And now God is saying, you're coming out. It is time for your release, and you're coming out. Now, Moses, tell Pharaoh this. Now, once he did that with Moses, turn over to Exodus chapter 7, please. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made you a who? God to Pharaoh. Now, verse 2, speak all that I tell you to speak. And something happens to you when you know that the Holy Ghost, that anyone, glory to God, where'd I put my paper? The Holy Ghost is going to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God. Understand now, this creation of an image inside of you, that nothing will escape the Holy Ghost, that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against them. Watch this, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you, he will cut it down. When you find out you are the apple of God's eye, and he says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, I'm here to tell you that anyone, you cannot be molested, you cannot be assaulted, you cannot be harassed, you cannot be tormented. God will judge anyone that touches his anointing. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, this comes from the volume 2 of Your Day of Justice, and this is a teaching called Revelation Knowledge. Now, the 3 points I want you to remember out of this. One is that understanding vengeance is key to having God's protection in your life, and it also creates a significant change in your attitude and your behavior. Remember Moses. Now, Moses, now he had, you know, took it upon himself, and he slayed an Egyptian. And once he did, Pharaoh put out a warrant for him to be killed, you know, and so Moses fled that part of the country. Well, he stayed in the backside of the mountain for what? 40 years, and now God got him to know God's ways of doing things. He then discovered the power of God and how he threw down a stick and it turned into a serpent and then picked it back up. It turned back into a rod and all these things. God's demonstrating his power and his justice system to Moses. Well, as a result of that, Moses' attitude and behavior totally changed, because now he's telling Moses, go back down there to Egypt and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, notice Moses didn't have an army, 100,000 men. He didn't have a battery of lawyers. He didn't have anything except Aaron and a stick. And notice he went. So it's amazing what will happen in your life once you understand the power of God and how God can come in with his justice system. And anytime you've been treated unjustly, God can turn it back around and protect you at the same time. It'll change your attitude and your behavior. Number 3. Because of vengeance has not been preached, we've been many times victims. So a lot of people have suffered things, let's say, through the court systems of our nations and been treated unfairly or unjustly. The Bible says in Luke chapter 18, it talks about God would avenge us speedily. How many people have been tied up in court for months? Well, that's not God's way. God promised that. When the woman said, avenge me of my adversary, God said, won't he avenge his elect speedily? So one of the promises and covenant promises of God to you or God's people is the fact that we don't have to stay tied up in a situation spending all that money on lawyers and all that kind of stuff and all this stuff for months and months. We can get deliverance speedily. That's one of the benefits of the justice system of God or the vengeance of the Lord. And that is available to you and me. So because vengeance has not been preached to the church, many times we've been victims. Now, there's much more in this entire series. So I want you to go to our website. That's www.billwinston.org. Now, you can obtain some instructions on how to download our podcast from our site, or even our partners if you want some exclusive offers that we're offering our partners. I want you to go to that website. You'll see them there and take advantage of it. Praise God. Now, this teaching, like I said, is one of the most important teachings, I believe, in the body of Christ today. It's called the teaching here of God's justice system, or vengeance and recompense. It's something that's much needed. God is not mad at people. He's a God of love, but he is a God of justice. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people to rule and reign on earth as problem solvers. We are in the prophetic season to manifest the power of revelation that comes from God to advance the kingdom forward.
One of the jobs of the church is to take over rulership of the world. Now, for us to be able to move forward, we're going to have to be on meat. We're going to have revelation, not just information.
Your Day of Justice, Volume 2, is enriched with revelation that empowers your understanding for significant change in your attitude and behavior.
I'm reshaping the word vengeance in people's mind, because if I'm going to live in the kingdom works by faith, and faith works by love. So if I get out of love, it doesn't work.
Order Your Day of Justice Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will reveal why we must be born again to have revelation, why having intellectual information is not enough, why the church has been hindered by the boundaries of the world, why it takes revelation to move forward against the gates of hell to rule and reign on this earth, and much, much more.
He's sending you and I out that every sphere now that the Babylonian system, which tries to make people exist without God, he's having us now to put God back into it.
To order your copy of Your Day of Justice Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org. Having revelation will allow us to fulfill the mandates of God in establishing his will on earth as it is in heaven. Order your copy of Your Day of Justice Volume 2 today. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to take the uncompromised Word of God to the whole world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over this world system. Connect with us online at billwinston.org. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.